League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yes, everybody, welcome to Stretford Paddock. My name is Stephen Howson. This is Alex, that's Hi. Joe, and that is a pretend Irishman. Thank you guys for joining us. That's Kieran. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. I'm off to the match in a sec. Leave these three with you guys. They're capable hands for the watch along. Summer sort of broke a little bit today. Not the only thing.
Capable hands.
Very capable.
I mean, jazz hands, maybe. Not okay. All right. No. Okay. Whatever. Okay. So, £51 million. Timo Werner could be a bid from Manchester United, according to The Athletic. There's also, let me find what I got sent earlier. Proposals from United and Barcelona. I mean, Barcelona. They really just roll dough around all over, don't they? That's what sort of style of play do they? What see Timo Werner fitting in?
No,
anyway,
don't.
But he's waiting to see whether Liverpool make a move. That is horrendous, isn't it? Because it's clearly going to Liverpool. Anyway, he says there's a clause in his contract which means he can agree a £51 million move away as long as it's negotiated before a deadline in April, which then gives Leipzig longer to make their own plans to replace him for next season. Are United actually doing early business?
It doesn't sound like us, does it? Not even the fact that Liverpool are better than us and they're more likely to get him, and that Barca are better than us and they're more likely to get him. It's just that I can't imagine Woodward making a phone call before April.
Do us a favour, everybody. Like the video.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Well, it sounds like the Grealish thing as well. Like, it's the rumours this week that could be done as well.
It could be. It seems like we're talking to Sancho or Trezeguet.
If you were Ed Woodward, you'd be so keen to be like, watch this.
Just smash this.
I'm going to get him in April. We'll announce it before the end of the season. So we can finish the season on a high, even though we finished sixth.
Joanie hired a PR guy.
Yeah.
Maybe when he sat him down and he was like, right, so I'm going to pay you probably thousands a week, I imagine. So outrageous figures. Yeah, because it's not
definitely
gonna
thousands a week. That's only 50 grand a year. It's obviously more than that. Yeah.
He's not going to pay him like, I don't know, 35 quid a week, is it? Something like that. No. So he comes in and he goes, right, you be my PR guy. And he goes, you ever thought about being fucking good at your job? And he was like,
it helps.
It's an interesting tactic.
Strange one. Yeah. He's like, how would I do that? And maybe he just told him.
Yeah. And maybe start signing players early. That's what people want.
So maybe
you stop dragging everything out.
So what you're saying is Neil Ashton our new director of football?
No.
No,
he's just bitch slapped some sense into him. Maybe.
He's sorting it.
Maybe. And this could all just be complete hogwash. Which I think is where people wash their pigs.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what I mean? What's your thoughts? One, for starters, do you think there's any way Liverpool aren't getting him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
if Bayern go for him, that's the only reason Bayern Liverpool aren't going to get him. Is if
but
Bayern
also,
go for him, I think.
Do you think he's getting rid of Firmino? Do you think he's going to upgrade on Firmino?
Do you know what?
Origi's second, isn't it?
I would start to.
I would.
If Liverpool model themselves on what Fergie used to do, and that's planned. Oh, what's the word?
Obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence. You bring in your replacement before you need your replacement. Mm. And that's why you never notice the huge transitions in a team, because they're constantly evolving themselves.
Fergie used to do it with smaller signings, though. He didn't used to spend... He used to sign big players, but
like
he didn't...
Saha Smith kind of
Saha,
players. Well.
But no, but like Ronaldo. You didn't think Ronaldo was going to be the next big thing until he kind of was, did you? Rooney was kind of the exception to that, but he kind of signed Ronaldo
he
in
He did
there,
bring big players in as well.
He did, but there was kind of little bits here
but
and
also,
there that all...
Fergie replace players who were really good just for the sake of it? Because Firmino doesn't need replacing. He doesn't seem to have fallen out with Klopp. He's not that old. Why replace him if you don't need to?
Getting stale.
It's not like Van Nistelrooy who.
What if you're seeing things behind the scenes that no one else is seeing?
Well, that's true, but
which is what I think happened with Jaap Stam.
Yeah, well, I think that happened with Jaap Stam. It seemed to happen with Van Nistelrooy. Obviously, happened with Beckham. That kind of.
And the same kind of thing happens with Spurs. Like, I know, obviously, not to the same level, but Spurs last season. There's no reason why Kane, Ali and Son should be shit this year compared to what they've been in the past. And then they just were. Yeah. But they should have been freshened up. They should have got a new number. They should have replaced Eriksen before this happened.
Should have got another striker.
They should have got another striker, and they should have got new centre halves, and they should have got rid of Alderweireld when he had the chance to go. You know, just do things like that. But
have they still got Jansen or whatever he's called?
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Because I'm sure they've still got one.
I think he might actually still be
one Bale money signing.
They've got one of them strikers knocking about.
Lamella's the last one from the Bale money.
Soldado was in. It was Soldado, Paulinho, Lamella,
Chadli.
And then there's another one.
Remember how good Soldado was when he was in Spain as well?
He wasn't that bad for Spurs.
Oh, he was really bad. He only scored, less than 10 league goals.
They were shit in general.
And they paid 30.
How good is Werner then? Is he even any good?
He scores a lot of goals.
I saw him live for Leipzig against Frankfurt a couple of years ago. Me and Dave went. I think he scored two that night. I thought he was sensational. They played a 4-4-2. I think it was him and Paulson up front. I thought he was fucking mint. I was like, this kid is outrageously good. And I actually see him... I see him fit in what we do. And he's totally different as a number nine to what Firmino offers before all the scouts to start getting mad at the fact someone speaks different. But I actually think he would probably elevate what Liverpool do. Because he would allow them to be a very centrally direct team, I think.
And imagine a counter-attack, that Liverpool counter-attack with Timo Werner.
But
I also think Sancho upgrades on Salah. Yeah. I know Salah's shitting goals, but like I do see a decline.
I hate to say this, though, but can Liverpool even be improved?
Yeah.
Like, 100%. To what, though?
Werner.
So they didn't draw against United, and they won that game as well.
I wonder if... if you tried to upgrade their midfield, I mean, obviously they brought in, on what they had, it's they brought hard. In Keita and they brought in Fabinho, but they brought in very, very functional and very, very, linear sort of players in this is what you do as a midfielder here.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did bring in someone like a Bruno, does he actually make a massive difference to that team because of the way they
Bruno's
play?
Bruno's got as many assists for United as Wijnaldum has for Liverpool in the last 2 years. And he's their most kind of, he's like the best dribbler, he's the best on the ball.
He's the best on the ball player.
And he still doesn't get any assists. Yeah, that's what I mean, can Liverpool even be, they got to two Champions League finals, winning one. They got 98 points last season. They've not lost a game this season. Why would they even want
Werner? They will need to improve because the Premier League won't be this bad next year.
Other teams are going to improve.
City will look at what they do as well.
City could spend $1 billion this summer. Mm. City could just go, right, okay.
They can't now.
Oh, they will.
They can't. What are they going to do? They'll get kicked out of the league.
What are they going to do? Financial fair play, screw them up.
Yeah.
They didn't get done for breaking financial fair play. They got done for lying about breaking financial fair play.
Yeah, because they couldn't do it otherwise. That is still financial fair play.
City will spend a lot of money eventually.
Yeah, they're going to spend
Chelsea aren't going to be as bad as they are this year. Leicester are going to get better. We're going to get better.
I think Arsenal will get a bit
better. Arsenal aren't going to be that. I don't think they'll be top. But they're going to get better.
Yeah.
Because you've got to think, like, it's the worst City team in 3 years. And it sounds daft because they've not been that bad.
Yeah. It's actually probably the worst City team in about 6 years.
The fuck are you on
about?
I don't
think they've been, what?
No, the one when Pep first...
the performances are worse.
Performances-wise.
The squad is phenomenal.
No, I mean, it's the worst they've been, I think, since 2012.
But then, it's the worst Chelsea team in 5 or 6 years, without a doubt. It's definitely the worst United team in 5 or 6 years. Definitely the worst Arsenal team. Definitely the worst Tottenham team.
Can't wait for them to finish outside the top half.
All of them are going to get better. They've all got money to spend. They'll all get better. You know, Mourinho's going to spend some money this summer.
Yeah.
He's not going to just sit there, is he? So they're going to get better. So Liverpool will need to... Liverpool won't just storm it again next year in the same way. They might be the best team, but it's not going to be as easy as it is this year because everyone's just a bit
shit. I don't believe this whole narrative that people think Liverpool are going to be on this whole road to domination. Like, I mean, we've seen Mourinho's Chelsea.
It's an old team.
Yeah, well, true. Team, we've got yeah. We had Mourinho's Chelsea, who we thought would dominate for 10 years. Then we moved to what was it, Pep City, who we
genuinely
thought would dominate.
Mourinho's Chelsea, yeah. United.
United.
I don't remember people saying this United team would dominate forever. No. If anything, I remember that United team. It was always in that period. Arsenal were going to win a quadruple always because they was the best team from January to December and never won anything. How the fuck that works, I don't know.
Well, they were.
Yeah, they always would end the season well, like at the very end.
That's how they get top four.
Top four, then they would start really well, and then it was always that influx of fixtures after around Christmas, and then they would be out of the cup, maybe still in the FA Cup,
yeah,
no chance of the league, and then out of the Champions
League.
To like, we might get fourth. That's it.
And then when everyone else is taking it easy in the quarters and semi-finals of Europe,
they're hunkering down and getting that fourth place again. But obviously,
roll under the shutters as the door closes.
Yeah, grabbing the hat like Indiana Jones underneath. I think United need him more. I think United could pay him more. I think
it's a lot of good things.
He'd get played more at United. I mean, obviously.
You got the Paddock shirt.
Yes, me bag.
Do you think that it's just about where he's going to go and win trophies? Obviously, he wants to win games and win trophies, but I think United is still a decent option for him.
Well, they still could get Mbappe as well. There's all that
Liverpool ain't getting Mbappe.
I don't know. I think he'll leave PSG.
Yeah, but
soon.
How could they afford
That's
it?
The
one. Oh, Adam's got.
Why do Adidas? Is it Adidas that's meant to be funding this? Nike care so much about Liverpool above all else that they're willing to put him in there?
Because they never moved Messi out of Barcelona.
No.
And Ronaldo played for Real Madrid or Adidas.
How often has that happened?
It might have happened with Pogba and us.
Happened with Pogba and us. But we could afford him.
Yeah, might have happened.
Yeah.
It might have been a factor, but it wasn't the reason.
I think they were trying to move Rooney on when we were signing the Adidas deal as well. I think even though Rooney was tapering down how good he was being, I still think they were going, he doesn't fit the marketing anymore. Can you put
this in the description, please?
We can't put Rooney in everything. He needs to go. And I think I think a lot of the Van Gaal Moyes signings, the early ones, were Adidas. I think Mata, Schweinsteiger, Shaw, Herrera.
They all did.
Aren't most of the big players in the world are Adidas now?
There's a few.
They made Zlatan wear Adidas boots for the second half of the season.
Did they?
Yes. He changed the boots. He went from Nike to Adidas.
Interesting.
I like how we all say Adidas, by the way. Adidas through and through, mate.
I was Adidas through.
You've been Americanized, you two. Scott.
Yeah, man.
Stop human, Scott.
It's Adidas, isn't it?
No, it's a Mancunio thing.
Adidas. My mum says Adidas.
Adam, say Adidas.
Adidas. Say Adidas.
Yeah, that was a fair test, wasn't it? Oh, I can't even imagine how you'd say it. Yeah, nice. Am I saying it right? Adidas. Yeah. Come on.
Adidas.
Yeah, I say Adidas.
Right, we are about to put a link in the description. If you refresh the stream, you will see it.
That's going
to
be
good. But can I, for the first time on national television, show you
my breasts?
That's not the first time.
No, it's done that.
That's true.
That wouldn't be a world television first.
We'll get your collar down.
Stretford Paddock FC Shite.
That was my retro shirt.
Are you feeling it? I know you're loving it.
Man, there's a little bit. It's like
you can't see the textures and the quality.
On there as well.
I like this.
Umbro on the arms there.
You can't see it, can you?
They're not just printed on. They are like stitched in.
It's proper stitching.
Should we show you the number?
It's Cantona.
It's not 69, I don't think.
It is.
Oh, it's 7. There we go.
Oh!
Just the font.
Oh.
Mint.
So, if you want one of the new Stretford Paddock shirts, you've got about a week and a day left for pre-order if you fancy one. They're not going to be for sale forever. We do want to make it like quite special and quite limited edition. So if you want one of those, the link for those is in the description. Yeah. And we'll probably mention that again during the watch along. And I'll probably talk about it on my review. But after a week, probably not going to get them. But let us know in the comments. You like it? You feeling it? Mm. We've also got an away one.
People are calling it an away one, but it's a training one.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous.
Just sending it is nice.
Sir, what would you describe it as? Something as a
white,
very simplistic. Checkered.
It's got a Croat kind of vibe to it.
It's just nice.
But without the zesty red.
Yeah, it's like a checkered white and grey. It's lovely.
Something you'd imagine maybe Albania wearing in their away shirt, which doesn't quite sound as appealing as it does.
I honestly didn't think it was going to be as nice as it was that away shirt, like the training kit you got. And then my thoughts on it was really
obviously we're filming this whole birth of a football team and where we can take it sort of thing, and the whole idea of it is it's to create content and it's to follow the journey, and I just thought from a visual point of view it looks better if all of us, you know, coaches are all wearing branded gear and all
put
the players
your puffy on.
Put my puff on.
Put your puffy on.
Chris Wilder over
here. No, I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because I'm not a fucking performing monkey. Anyway,
for your daily fee, yes, you are.
This is true.
Yes.
The training kit is obviously. Have you got it? Have you sent it?
See this.
All right, he's going to put it on screen for us in a second. But the training kit, I was like, do you know what? I want something that looks visually good. So obviously, when we're filming training, Everyone's in all a million different.
Is it the good
kits?
Photo or the shit photo? It's gonna be one of the wank. It's gonna be one of the shit ones. It's not.
I wanted it to look really good on
the straight leg or
on camera or whenever I'm training and stuff like that. So we got this done as well.
He's such a guy.
Here we go.
Oh, what a
look
wanker.
At that. So that's our training kit.
That's not, no, send the good photo.
You can't even can see the detail on
there's
it.
There's a lot of detail up on the left hand side of it.
I hated doing that bit yesterday.
Super
the nice
I bet
one.
You pronounce it Umbro as well, don't you?
So if you fancy one of those, like I said, the link is in the description. Mm. I don't know if we'll make the training kit available publicly or if we just do it for the players.
So you're going to have a right on your hands, boy.
There's a lot of people.
Steve, can we talk about another item of clothing that has been on our minds today?
What? This the shirt.
This little piece here.
What?
This is your first, as far as I'm aware, your first dip into the wishing well.
Oh, God, yeah. I got this from Wish.
Yeah.
Was this from Wish?
Yeah.
It's got coming actual 4 Velcro days. On it.
It's got Velcro on it. It
comes with the coronavirus all over
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Built in. Action built in. Camo.
I'm trying to make U-backs acceptable streetwear for non-active shooters.
What's a U-back? What's that stand for?
Under body armor.
Okay, I like it.
Noob. See, now that's
there better. We go. Look at that.
Look at the lighting on that, by the way. Oh,
sexy good. That, innit?
Ooh.
It is nice, that. I want one of them.
Nice.
I like
shirt,
the checkered flag. I like the crew neck. I'll be honest, I don't mind the guy wearing it either.
That's my profile picture across everything.
I love
is it?
I,
I told you it would be, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it across Tinder, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, well,
that's Tinder guarantee.
Get the girls on Tinder to think you're a professional footballer and then let them down in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
that's what Cameron does. That's how he opens.
Cam actually thinks he's a professional footballer.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the difference.
Just leave it there.
Okay, doesn't know what days are either. So
what, yesterday? You scored 7 against, I can't really describe what those people were that we played football against. Yeah. I can't. They weren't. We bought. Someone else would have scored the goal.
5-3, right. Okay, should we get back to us talking rather than someone who doesn't have a mic talking?
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Thoughts on Timo Werner. 1, do you think we can get him? 2, do you think he's just going to Liverpool and it's delaying the inevitable? Mm. Like, it's always the thing, isn't it? Like, you get a big flurry of a link to United and Barcelona, coincidentally, before he actually signed for where you were going in the first place. Mm. The one thing that makes me think that United will have got in touch is that the very specific stuff of like, well, United have inquired and have said that they'll go with that. But then I also do believe that he is probably holding out for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean everything. What's he's been quoted as saying in Liverpool? I'd like to play for Liverpool. I wouldn't say no to Liverpool. They play the best brand of football.
Klopp's gorgeous.
And then buying
I bet Klopp's got expensive yogurt in his fridge. I love expensive yogurt. It's one of them, isn't he? Yeah. He's proper milking it already. It. He wants to move to Liverpool. He said it. It's hard to turn him Klopp down. He plays a great style of play. They're the best team in the world. Yeah, we get it.
We said that if you sign 5 players, we said it on the fixture list, which is out now if you want to watch it later. If you brought in these 5 players, I think you make United a very strong challenger for the title next year. And that would be Werner, Sancho, Grealish, Niguez, Koulibaly. Come on, man.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But all you got to do is not pay Sanchez and sell Pogba.
Yeah.
And you're probably halfway there with that. Yeah. I mean, like, realistically, Niguez, you're talking best part of 80 mil, probably. Werner, 51.
Is that a release clause?
Yeah. That's a bargain nowadays. You're probably talking somewhere in the 50s. The later you leave this with Grealish, he gets an England call up, there's 10 mil. He plays 1 game in the Euros, does all right.
Villa stay up.
There's another 10. Yeah, Villa stay up. There's another 10. All of these factors are going to cost you 20, 30, 40 million, potentially. He could double his price by having, like, if he scores like 2 or 3 goals and maybe even wins the Euros.
He's gone from 20 to 40 just this season alone.
You see that all the time. Look what happened with James Rodriguez. He was this, like, decent star at Monaco, did all right, then had an incredible World Cup, went to Real Madrid for, was it 58, 65 million?
When that was a lot of money.
That was like 90 million now.
What United need to do at the moment, if they go in with Grealish and sit down with Villa and go, okay, cool, so what's his stats? Right, cool. Let me introduce you to Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, exactly.
And here's what we paid for him.
Yeah.
How much you want for him again?
And the better Bruno Fernandes does as well, because they'll be like, yeah, well, it's come from Portugal and it's been shit, but they can't say that at the moment. And if Fernandes has got, you know, 8 goals, 6 assists by the end of the season, that probably does take a bit of money off Grealish, because it's like, because wasn't there something before with the reports coming out about the Fernandes thing of who we were supposed to be, how much we paid for Maguire, who was meant to be playing a role in Fernandes. Like, you just paid 80 million for him. Like, we ain't selling someone who's the outstanding central midfielder in Europe for less than you got Maguire for.
When Maguire went, Leicester went to Bournemouth, didn't they, and went, we want Nathan Ake, and this went,
no.
80 million? Well, that's how much you just paid for him, and he's younger, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
And they kind of go, oh yeah, you know about all that, don't you?
Yeah. And
that's it.
Because it is market value, and the price people pay for things does have an effect. Definitely has an effect. So, there was always that talk as well, talking about Maguire, where they wanted us to pay more than, or roughly the same as what Liverpool paid for Van Dijk. That was a thing you heard so many times, that Van Dijk is a reference point in this transfer.
That's the new, there you go, yeah. That's what I want
paid. He's not a Liverpool United player or a Leicester player.
And Tottenham used to do it all the time, where the Bale thing was, I want a record signing out of this. I want Bale to go for the most money ever.
Yeah.
And that was, which is a ridiculous.
That's what Fergie said with Ronaldo as well. And then he goes, we should have charged him 200.
Yeah.
But when you see what Real Madrid got for 80 million, fucking hell.
Yeah, even in 2009, when that was like a ridiculous fee.
It was.
Oh, if they'd have paid 150, 200, I mean anything, if they'd have paid 300 million for him, it still was worth it. I know, what are doing? Two La Ligas, four Champions
League.
That
was only 500 grand a goal.
The greatest scorer of all time.
500 grand a goal, that was.
Yes. Yeah.
Well worth.
I want to say over 100 Champions League goals at Real Madrid. Just at Real Madrid
He
alone.
Scored 65 insane. Goals in the knockout stage of the Champions League.
Yeah.
He scored more than, like, I think it's Raul and Messi combined in the knockout stage.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he was good for
And
Madrid,
they were all right.
He loves kicking footballs.
He's decent, isn't he? What
Are we back on?
We're back.
Yeah. What do we think tonight, then? You're going to the game.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard your take on it. You didn't do a preview, did you?
No.
Silly one of those games.
No, I think like this run that we've got coming up, Bruges, Everton, Derby, City and Tottenham, this defines the season.
No carbs before Derbs.
Yep, and I am I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I think this is a great little test of where we're at. We've got players coming back to fitness. You might even see Paul Pogba in this little...
toward the end. I was saying yesterday, I think this game, if we win it, Bruges... Fine, we should have beat Bruges, fair enough. If we lose it, it's going to be horrific for Solskjaer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it almost has, and obviously, hopefully it won't be like this, but you could see it being that defining game of a managerial career where you're like, if things start to slip and this run starts badly,
if
we go out to Bruges, it could be horrific.
If this run does slip.
Yeah.
But the vibe isn't the same.
No, like, it's not. I'm not, I know.
When Jose went, the vibe was very much like, these don't want to play for him.
Yeah.
There isn't that vibe. No. There's question marks over whether this guy could win as a title.
Yeah.
But the vibe is different.
With Mourinho as well, not only did it feel like the players didn't want to play for him, it felt like he hated the players. He clearly didn't like Martial. He clearly didn't like Rashford. He clearly didn't like Fred. Like, he clearly didn't like Luke Shaw. He didn't like half of the starting squad.
Didn't like living in Manchester.
Didn't like living... I mean,
people
always talk about him living in a hotel, right? He lived in a maintained suite in like a 5-star hotel. He basically lived in a better apartment than any of us will ever live in our lives. Let people that always lived in a hotel, he's like Alan Partridge.
He's not staying in a travel tavern.
Right. He's staying in the like primo suite in the Lowry. He was fine.
Can I just also add that he had 24-hour room service?
That's what I'm about.
24-hour maid service. Like,
it was basically like your nan without Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Got looked after all the time. And he got paid, 8 million quid a year to be a United manager?
Carlos, the bald fella, that was one of his coaches, lived in a next door suite.
Incredible.
And like Ruth Farrier and all the rest of them lived on the floor.
Like the best school trip ever.
Yes. The world's richest frat.
For 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. it's basically a flat, a managed flat. Yeah. It was a huge thing. He had a kitchen.
United stay there 2 nights a week, usually, don't they? Right? The players and that.
Yeah.
So.
Although if we all came and stayed in the next flat to you once 2 nights a week, you'd hate that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. For starters, it's a work trip, so everyone's being sensible, I hope. And you know you're on a floor up, and all the team meetings are on the ground floor, so you can still disappear and have your own sanctuary.
Yeah, he basically just lived in a flat.
Did you see the size of the fucking
thing? It was incredible.
It's like a 4-bedroom hotel room.
Wasn't it like $4,000 a night or $6,000 a night or something?
Oh, it was outrageous.
It was like, it was basically, I think it was, maybe a couple grand a night anyway. At least a couple grand a night. It was a great flat that was managed
better
than any flat.
It was basically like, it had like 2 living rooms, 4 bedrooms.
Yeah.
It had like a kitchen area
kitchen.
That I guarantee never got used.
No.
Because he's in a fucking pizza. 5-star hotel. So he's like, breakfast, downstairs.
Yeah.
He probably just went to Carrington every day and just went,
there. And the fact that they had a canteen with good chefs in
How
there.
How good is it that the richer you are, the less stuff you have to pay for?
Yeah.
It's ironic, isn't it?
Like David Beckham, did you ever see that? They had them lookalikes walking around LA once. around Beverly Hills, pretended. They never said they were David Beckham and Victoria,
right.
But they had paparazzi from the TV show following them.
And was this a James Corden thing? This feels like it's got James Corden written all over it.
Probably, but I don't think so, but it was somewhat along those lines. Right. And they basically just had them walking in to show you how easy it was for them. They never said anything. And they was like, my wife likes that. And they was like, sure. Because they assumed it was David Beckham. And you're like, you've not said what I'm getting out of this. You mad, just give me like $4,000 worth of a necklace.
I know. Like everyone gets, and all the famous people, all the film stuff, all that, it's just lent clothes.
Yeah,
you just get lent clothes here and there. Here. You know, that was the thing with Naomi Campbell, wasn't it? When them diamonds went missing, just like this, she got like £2 million diamond necklace, and you're like, why? And then occasionally, someone nicks one.
Winona Ryder.
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Allegedly,
yeah, it was Winona Ryder.
Yeah, allegedly.
That was the film. Was it?
No, she did. She was sent.
Oh no, it's not Winona Ryder. What was the other one? The crap remake of Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 8.
That's the fucker.
Wait, what?
No, it's Ocean's 8 or something.
Ocean's 8.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's not worry about that.
What was the point I was trying to make?
You're talking about him having a great
life.
Oh,
no, it was another one. Range Rover sponsor a few of United's first team.
Mm.
So when you see them driving into Carrington in their Range Rover, that's a sponsored Range Rover. Mm.
Did Mason buy his own car?
What the fuck?
Because he's got that Mercedes, hasn't he, that's like bang on.
I don't know.
They've all got.
Because I reckon he seems like the only one. Like some people drive a Chevrolet occasionally, you'll see that. People are always in those blacked out Range Rovers, like you're saying. And then he's got this like Mercedes that looks like.
Oh my God! And for starters, how cool a department is that? What's your job? I'm the Range Rover influencer department. Because they don't talk to dickheads like us.
No.
They're like, oh, which football team do you play for?
Stratford.
And are you their best player?
Giving out Range
Rovers. Have a Range Rover.
Are you their best player?
Here's a Nissan Micra.
The closest I've ever seen to that is...
Have you got 7 million from like Instagram followers?
Just give us like a Micra for the week.
People from like...
Easy Rent-A-Car wouldn't give us a fucking Chevrolet Volt. You are.
Yeah, people from like Captain Morgan's that go to different bars and just give out free rum all night. That's the closest I've seen to that. And even that felt like I was a celebrity. And I just worked in a bar that was giving out free rum. No, I didn't dress up as the captain, but I got a load of free rum.
The hat that goes around everywhere.
So imagine doing the same thing, but with Range Rovers. Just like...
They used to do that with Heineken a lot in the States. The Heineken people go to every Champions League game and just give us free bottles of Heineken.
Yeah.
So you can have it, but you have to take a picture.
We talked about this before, haven't we? Like Coca-Cola, they spend more on advertising than anyone else. And you're like, why? But that's how they do it, and it does work. Like you think that
Coca-Cola's weird.
They wouldn't need to, but they do. They spend like $50 million a year on advertising, like ridiculous money. And same with Mastercard and Visa. We've talked about
Visa
that.
And Mastercard is the most mind-bending one I've ever heard.
Yeah,
you went right, lads. Tell us at home when you get a new bank card, right? And it comes, and you go, it's Visa, or you go, it's Mastercard.
Mastercards don't work at Costco. That's all I know.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's all I know.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
I don't think that's true because my business cards are MasterCard and I've bought stuff at Costco.
You've just been debunked.
I'm pretty sure my MasterCard doesn't work.
Maybe that's your MasterCard.
Maybe. I'm sure the MasterCard doesn't work.
What do you think? Like,
no one looks at it though.
But I suppose you have to stay as the market leader. You have to stay in people's heads and
how do you make money being that? Like
Champions League,
they started.
And they get like 0.1% of every transaction.
I know Visa started doing like the Visa checkout shit. Like you know, and you pay for stuff like PayPal kind of thing. They started doing bits like that. But other than that, I don't see them any other than the fact that I've got a Visa.
Yeah. There's literally no difference, is it? Did you get paid?
Yeah. Yeah, but I suppose they do their own deals that maybe relies on like visibility and eyes on. I don't even know.
It's insane because they sponsor like the Champions League and all things.
Oh, they do, don't they?
Gazprom as well.
Gazprom. Visa, Mastercard.
Yeah, Gazprom. All right, you go buy some Gazprom today.
I'd like a lot of Gazprom.
Think about this. Some of the sponsors that sponsor the Champions League. For starters, they have beer sponsors, and you're not allowed to drink.
You
in
can
the stadium on a Champions League.
You can now.
Oh, you can now, yeah.
It's literally changed last season.
What, they sell in at like half time?
Yeah, Heineken, yeah. But it would
that was literally only last season, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember you never used to be able to. Oh, yeah.
It was laughable. Sponsored by Amstel and Heineken. And go
Heineken.
Fuck yourself.
Amstel-less and Heineken.
It might be a Bovril weather tonight as well, by the way.
It's cold. It's been cold.
Oh, there's
lads.
A brisk wind
bitter.
In the air.
Ooh.
Someone says Visa is better accepted worldwide. Where's not accepting MasterCard, though?
Costco.
Which is a lie.
Yeah. All the same.
They collect the most valuable asset at the moment, data from every cardholder. Yeah, but no one gets the choice on what
but
they go
advertising.
Yeah, but they're advertising on TV and someone's not going, oh, I need the data off them. They're looking at the TV going, it's Visa, great. Sound.
Yeah.
That's it.
No one goes, I'm going to go to my bank and demand a Visa now.
Is it like the actual physical cards they make as well?
No, it's the transaction software, I think, right. Essentially.
Who makes that? Because like some cards break more. And
do you remember
that
Mint, when they brought their own cards out and it had that like sloped edge to it?
Yeah, one with the note, and people, the advert was the nose. Yeah.
Yeah, they went, and didn't they? There was like egg as well. I'd like a circular card.
Was that all processing stuff? Because American Express is their own.
Yeah, they don't, they're not accepted everywhere. Weird, isn't it? They're not accepted everywhere,
that's
are they?
One.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah, so if you had to go and buy some Gazprom and some Visa please today, how would you do it?
Are we out of focus? Like, someone said, please fix the focus. Adam wouldn't have us out of focus, would he?
I don't think so.
Never would he? Adam. Adam wouldn't have us out of focus.
Which camera's out of focus? This one, isn't it?
I don't know. I think someone's just...
Yep.
Oh.
Kids say.
They take 2%.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, but either way, why are you still...
2%? I don't think they 2%. Take 2%. No, maybe American Express do.
Yeah.
I don't think Visa or MasterCard take 2% of card transactions.
PayPal's not even 2%.
It'd be way less than that. 2%, they would make, you know, hundreds of billions a year on that. Or, no, they'd be making billions a year just on that, and I don't think they do that. It can't be 2%. Unless they... I think American Express adds percentages onto transactions for the people you're paying through. But I don't think it's 2%. Or maybe it is. Maybe that's what they're about, American Express. I don't think Visa and MasterCard do.
Absolute madness.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Big questions being answered.
The most transactions done in the world by Visa, MasterCard, bills. Yeah, of course it's uncountable, I imagine, how many transactions are happening through those things.
Amazing.
But yeah, like, in it, that world of sponsorships is a mad one. Like, you feel like Apple have their own, like, thing going. You're like...
Apple's weird. Apple don't post anything on any social media sites at all. They don't have an Instagram. They don't have a Twitter. They don't have a Facebook. They don't have anything.
They don't need
one. They don't need it. They do adverts.
Transcended social media.
All that they would get is trolled, though. Like, if you just looked at the mentions of it, it'd just be abuse, really.
But they could get rid of... Like, you could turn comments off. They just don't post on any of the sites at all. Which is weird. But
they have verified profiles on all three as well.
Probably, but they don't post. They only use it to advertise on. It's weird. They just, when something new comes out, they go, buy this.
Spammers. You'll see.
There's another one.
Why are Liverpool 40 points ahead of us? Because they are a team. Well, just, I mean, yeah, but we're shit.
Like, everyone's shit.
This is true.
They've just been really consistent in a league where no one else can be.
I've seen someone online today, slagging off Beckham today for saying that he was back in Ollie. Saying he's doing a good job, saying, it's just because it's his mate. Beckham has no reason to back it, say he was doing a good job in the slightest.
Also, even if it is just his mate, I'd back my mate. Yeah. Get off his arse. Of course he's going to back his mate.
Right, he goes, are you backing Ollie, the guy that you've known for 20 years? Yeah. He'd be like, no, there's an Argentinian fella I've never met who did an half-decent job of a club that I reckon...
would do a better job. Bellend.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course he's going
to
back it.
Roy Keane basically refused to pick like any Liverpool player except Van Dijk in that combined team just because, I mean, mate, I'm loyal to them. I'm not going to pick anyone.
Well, they haven't won anything yet.
Yeah, but he was fucking 100%.
He was right with everything.
He was, to be fair.
Right, should we do the Premier League? Premier League have announced that they're going to be introducing a Hall of Fame. Don't know why, but that's a thing, apparently.
I hope it doesn't end up like the WWE one. We're going to have Snoop Dogg or something like that in like 5 years.
There's fan votes in the Premier League. Isn't there?
No. Are you fucking kidding?
No, don't do that.
I'm not joking. There's a fan
vote. Oh, fuck this. This needs to get in the fucking bin now.
It's not going to... like former players and stuff. There may be an element of that, but there's definitely...
Freddie fucking Lundberg's going to end up in it.
Yeah. There's going to be a fan element to it.
Fuck.
Also,
Ali D is going to be in there. Come on.
Right. No, that is what we need to do. If there's a fan vote, we need to put Ali Deer in there because that just shows the absolute fucking
fan
mockery of having a fan vote fucking Hall of Fame.
Like Ronnie Warwick's going to end up in there, isn't he? Something like, you know what I mean? Like someone who's just...
William Prunier, who gets my
the
vote.
Thing is, we're going to, obviously,
Prunier 2020.
Everyone's going to be biased towards United, but United have won 50% of the titles, so 50% of the people in there should be Man United.
Well, I mean, United are obviously going to get loads of people.
But it should be hard. Like,
yeah,
half
but people
them,
are going to want to do it fairly, and it's no.
Yeah, this is the thing is.
Yeah.
As soon as they start putting in, because I was thinking before, it's going to be like outside of United, maybe like Company and Silva, probably from City, are
Aguero,
probably going to get in,
obviously.
And Aguero. They're
Gerard
their three.
Why?
Because he will, because he was there before, he came through all that. People think it's not going to be like eight people are in there. There's going to be 200 in about 5 years.
So there's only three.
People, people like fucking Kevin Kilbane will be in there.
Arsenal have such a low bar. It should be legends.
Real shit.
They
real
should
quick.
Get. Owen's in Henri, Vieira,
Bergkamp, Perez.
Maybe. No. I'd Ian say
Wright.
Tony Adams.
Bergkamp. Ian Wright.
Bergkamp will probably be in there.
See this. See,
today
see
I learned.
Start well,
David Seaman will be in. Ashley Cole will be in.
Yeah. To be fair to Ashley
Perez
Cole,
will be in.
Ashley Cole should be in.
Campbell will be in.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start putting that in, it needs to be Schmeichel, Bruce, Pallister, Irwin, Keane, Scholes, Ince, Beckham.
Sharp.
There we go. Anybody that ever retained a title. So it's us and Chelsea and that City team. Yeah. I'm going to have quite a few in there. And then, but like, I guarantee United Gerrard's within the first 10 people to go
he
in.
He shouldn't be, though.
And it's a piss take if he is.
He shouldn't be.
But he will be. I'm willing to bet anything right now that he is one of the first 10 in there.
Do you think someone like Leighton Baines is more worthy than Gerrard?
I think they're about
the same.
Realistically, yeah. Why are they any different?
Yeah, because it's Premier League.
A very good player with longevity.
Played shitloads of games.
Didn't fucking win it.
Didn't win it, yeah.
I mean, Gerrard probably is a little bit of a notch and a bit above Leighton Baines.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
just a little bit.
He definitely is.
Just a little bit.
Is it just quality?
I mean, he definitely is.
Is it just quality?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Just come on, Gerrard is.
Leighton Baines, you know, Ida Good Johnson. He won it, didn't he?
Salomon Kalou.
I think you find Salomon Kalou's got a winner's medal, my friend.
Yeah.
John Obi Mikel.
Yeah, like
Gareth Barry, he'll get in there.
Yeah, Gareth Barry should be in there. He's got the most appearances.
Yeah.
Steve
those
Albrom.
Things that mean, but right, okay. Who's the first player through the door?
Ryan Giggs.
Andy
Ryan
Johnson.
Giggs.
No.
Yeah, it has to be Ryan Giggs.
Yeah, it's not Ryan
Ferguson.
Giggs.
Are they doing managers?
It's not,
no,
Ferguson's not
players.
So.
That's what I'm asking. Is it only players? Because, like you said, the basketball and stuff, they have like different things. It's not just players.
Yeah,
it's
Ryan Giggs. What I read today, there was like, right, it's going to be
players only.
Players, retired players that played in the Premier League.
Giggs, first one.
First one through the door.
Second one.
If it's anyone else apart from Giggs, this is a fucking absolute mockery. Yeah. Second one, it seems like it's going to be Shearer for some reason.
Yeah, top scorer.
I'm not mad at that.
Third. No, he does have a Premier League winner's medal as well.
Third's going to get interesting.
Rooney.
I think Rooney should be in there. Why Henry?
Because it's not a United player.
Yeah, they probably do have to mix up. And
that's
a lot of people would say Henry.
No, I saw a lot of
people
just
for like goals and assists as an all-round player.
Henry's the best player that's ever played in the Premier League. I was like,
also, John Terry will be right up there.
Yep.
Fair.
This is bollocks.
Why?
Well, you'd put John Terry in ahead of Rio Ferdinand.
Well, no, but I don't really care about the order that people go in.
No, I do, though, because I think it matters. And I think they're going
the
to try and
make
it fair.
The first five should be United team
and it should, yeah.
players.
Well, they need to start, it's not start from the beginning, United. Go. Start from 93 and then go on. When that's how it should go in.
What,
should
one go, a year?
Well, think about it, go that way.
Well, would you not just have the Premier League Player of the Year from each year, like Dennis
no.
and inductee, if you're
no,
going
because,
on like
no,
year by year?
Because then fucking, what's his name? West Ham, Scott Parker, you're not winning one year?
It's different because they have Player of the Year and then they have like PFA Writers Player of the Year. Giggs won it in 2009.
He won it really late.
Lampard ought to be quite high up on the list.
Lampard, you give him
150 Premier League goals or whatever it was. Won it as, you know.
Yeah, I got no issue with Frank Lampard.
Well, the thing is, for every one of them, for every Lampard that's in there, because you can't argue about Lampard, he won it, what, four titles did he win? But then you've got to look at
but
the United players.
But then fucking Yossi Benayoun to be in there.
Yeah, but then the United players that did that and were like stalwarts in the team. It's a ridiculous amount of players. Dennis Irwin should be
like,
up there.
Paul Scholes should be one of the first five players
through, but
I bet he's not.
No.
I bet he's behind both Lampard and Gerrard and probably Terry Henry.
Yeah.
Which is...
And Rooney should be right up there as well.
Rooney, I was going to try and make the argument.
Two,
Rooney, that Rooney should have been number two.
Yeah.
What, in the Premier League? Probably not in the Premier League.
Yeah, but who's been better than
are you going on what players have won?
Yeah, he's also the second highest Premier League goalscorer ever.
Yes. So greatness,
and he's won it five times, six times, at least five.
It's got to be five.
Yeah.
Are you measuring it on what someone's won, or as Steve?
Well,
I'm
measuring
it by
greatness.
Now, for me, greatness is you measure the mark of a great player is their impact they're able to have on the biggest games. The bigger the game, the bigger the player. For me, now you then measure and you can spike and be Adriano, right? The fact that you can do that over a consistent career, which is why Ryan Giggs is the greatest, why Bobby Charlton is the greatest. The reason those players are the greatest players is because those players have done it over a long period of time. Wayne Rooney is a fucking... If he's not
Wayne
in the
Rooney
top three, we riot.
It'll be definitely
that's how fucking good he is.
Be definitely in there, but like someone like Gerrard, I just I just don't see how you could say someone like Leighton Baines would be on this. Because, like, Gerrard, for what? You'd never won a Premier League medal. And I am just playing devil's advocate. Look, I'm not the Stephen Gerrard supporters club. Baines.
Let's say...
someone like, I don't know, John Obi Mikel or someone
Paolo
like that.
Ferreira should be in before Stephen Gerrard. He was at Chelsea for, like, 8 years.
Maybe not Ferreira, but Carvalho.
Well, he definitely should. Yeah, that's obvious.
Carvalho, for me, was better than John Terry in that team.
Yeah, but he didn't have the longevity. But I think going up against John Terry is a different thing. But going up against Steven Gerrard, great player.
It's a tough one.
Didn't win anything. That's what I'm saying, Ferreira, someone like that. Because I think he won 3 Premier Leagues.
Yeah, how do you come into the ranking? Yeah, where do you come into a Premier League Hall of
like,
Fame?
Yaya Toure beats Gerrard, like, hands
easily.
Down.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. A long way. Because he had probably one of the greatest seasons ever by a Premier League midfielder.
He's peaked higher than Gerrard. Well, like, and he's won more than
like, if you were to use this argument, like, let's say R9 Ronaldo doesn't get into, like, a Champions League 11.
No, he wouldn't.
You wouldn't say R9 Ronaldo?
Not in an 11. If there was a Champions League Hall of Fame, he'd get in. But Raul, Van Nistelrooy, Messi, Ronaldo would all get in.
Okay, Messi,
right,
take the problem Messi, is,
the problem with forward, the problem with forwards in the Champions League is...
That's the thing.
If it's 4-4-2 forever, the two are Messi and Ronaldo.
We could even put Messi on the right wing and still R9 would be ahead of Benzema, Van Nistelrooy, Raul.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Super chat there.
I think he's a better player. But you have to look at it as a Hall of Fame of like Gerrard's Champions League win isn't.
Brennan in the comments said if Gerrard played in that Chelsea team instead of Lampard, he would have won everything. Chelsea bought the league,
but he didn't.
So what?
Yeah, and if Shearer had come to United,
he'd have won.
Alan Shearer would have been the first.
Shearer might have been contesting gigs for being the best.
Because you think he probably got an extra 10-15% goals than what you already got anyway.
And he'd have won.
We might have won 5 or 6 back to back with him.
Yeah. Thoughts about the Monday Night Football greatest ever team? Do you watch bits of that on Monday? They did it in a way which was they said right. It's you get points for winning Champions Leagues, Premier Leagues, everything in the same season, and then back to back, which I thought was probably the best way of doing it. You know, it came back with one of the. Was it the team in the 70s? The Liverpool team in the 70s.
Was it the Paisley team?
Won
3 and 4 years.
Won 3 and 4 years. And I just thought that was probably the best, you know, because everyone's doing now about Liverpool how they're better.
It's impossible to compare.
So the only thing you can say is what you actually won, and it was probably the best way of doing it. I think because then there was the questions of would the 2008 team have beaten that? Would the 99 team? Well, yeah, they would have done. Because they asked Neville, they went. Which was a better team? Was it the 2008 team or was it the 99 team? He said, well, the 99 team did something that no one has ever done and ever probably will do. It's up there with the best team ever. But that 2008 team, it had 9 world-class players in it.
Yeah.
No other team will ever have that in Premier League history.
The thing with in 99 is, I know they only got 75 points or whatever, who cares? But they beat Bayern Munich. They drew twice with Barcelona, who was meant to be one of the best teams in the world. They beat Inter Milan, Juventus, and then Bayern Munich again.
Juventus were the current Madrid.
Inter and Juve were the best two teams in the world, and they beat them. Like,
but then we
didn't do that in 2008. I know we beat Barcelona.
Well, we beat Barcelona,
but that's not the same.
We beat Chelsea.
That's one.
I think knocking Chelsea for that season is a bad thing because Chelsea that Chelsea team wasn't that bad.
No, Chelsea were good, but also when you face an English side, it's always slightly different.
Who else? Who was our quarterfinals
in 2008?
Yeah,
it went. Round of 16 was Lyon, quarterfinals Roma, semi-finals Barcelona.
Yeah. Roma in quarterfinals?
Yeah,
so it's not the same, is it?
We put 7 past them.
No, it was the year before.
That was year before.
Yeah, the quarterfinals when Ronaldo did the mad header when he sprinted in, Erling Haaland on steroids.
Yeah, so it's not the same as beating Juve, Inter, and Bayern.
Oh, no, that was
That was not the order. That's the order. So it ended up being that team. They did it over a 3-year period,
which is right, or 3 to 5 years.
They said
right,
three
that's a generation.
That's what they said. 3-year period.
So this is the best single side.
And they said Liverpool's 75 to 78 team won 2 Champions League, 2 league titles. Not much you can argue. The 2006-2009 United, which won 3 Champions
leagues.
League, 3 leagues,
and another league,
and a league cup and things like that,
and
got
Champions
to
league.
Final. Liverpool of 81, I think they won. Couple of Champions Leagues, European Cup, and then 98 to 2001 United.
The thing is, remember with the Brian Clough one, obviously.
That's what they said as well. They said, you're talking about that, and they said that is one
they
of the greatest.
The team up from the fucking Championship.
The Championship, yeah. And then won the Champions League twice, back to back.
They
and
got
you go.
Promoted, won the league, next season, won the league and the Championship. Or,
no, Champions no, League.
Yeah, and then they won the Champions League the year after that.
Like, that's ridiculous.
And then retained it the year after that, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, they won it two in a row. They won one league and two Champions League.
But that is the way to look at it. I think that's been the best. That's been the best argument over it.
And like that, you know, that it doesn't discount. You know, I don't think the Invincibles season from Arsenal, where they won 26 games and drew 12, is an amazing achievement on its own. But when you bracket it with a 3-year period, they won a double in 2002.
Yeah.
Came second to us in 2003 and then won the league again in 2004.
They were very good.
That's a good period of time to look at a football team.
In the same way they've then looked at Mourinho's team from 04 to 07, another very good...
You notice what's not in here?
Well, this is... I think they removed... Well, they've said if City won the Champions League this year, they go second. They go joint second with the points system that they've done. Because of domestic titles as well. Yeah, because remember, they're going to win the League Cup 3 times in a row.
Yeah, but they're going to win the two. So why are they not even on there with 9 points?
I don't know how they, because it's not over 3-year period. Because the season before this, they didn't win the league, did they?
Yeah, but they won the league 2 years in a row with a record points total and won and clean swept the.
We're heavily favouring European success.
Yeah,
because like European that Tottenham team didn't fucking do that. That Everton team didn't fucking do that.
Probably a Villa team in there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't think they've added the new teams yet, and it's one of them. Like they both said it, they're on the cusp of it being. Depending on what happens this year, if Liverpool won the Champions League, Premier League double,
and this is
that
it
will
as
be
well,
up there.
Well,
if City win the Champions,
because you've got to weigh heavily before the breaking of the minimum wage, maximum wage, even for footballers, there was essentially a self-enforced salary cap, so you can't recruit the best players. Mm. So that's when you really do see the benefit of growing your own.
It's hard to put that into an algorithm for this kind
of
thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
And it's the same reason why they've discounted all this points, wins, not getting going unbeaten, stuff like that. It's just, all they've done is just gone trophies and where you finish in the league.
Because the league has separated. People like to think it's an extremely competitive league, and it's not. You know, it's very much almost a replica of what we saw happening in La Liga. Where you go, oh, but look at all these teams that got to the final last year. Yeah, cool. But Watford are really bad. Or, you know, Brighton are really fucking bad.
The 20th team in La Liga is dreadful. Like every year.
Espanyol.
Like whoever it is.
That's what's happening in England is the top teams are taking more points off the bottom team. So the separation of points, instead of the concentration of points being like here, that's a competitive league. When 20th get 42 and the top team gets 71, boom, everybody's really tightly compact in the middle and it's competitive. When the bottom teams are getting 25 and 30, but the top teams are getting 100 because you're still spread out over 70 points instead of 30. That's
is it the median that's large enough?
I think the Premier League as well, how it's changed, and everyone says, it's for the better, how they're playing better football and stuff. It's a load of bollocks. Like, someone said it was on Sky this week and said, Norwich, are they going to be the best footballing team to finish bottom? And Paul Merson went, who gives a fuck whether you're the best footballing team? You've gone down. Burnley are the worst footballing team to stay in the Premier League for 10 years.
Also, this thing Stoke.
So that the way that now these teams are now coming up and playing exciting football and stuff, I think is making the league weaker because now they're trying to play football against Liverpool. Mm. They're never going to beat.
They should absolutely just hoof it up the pitch.
Tony Pulis, buy him a new cap, and let him fucking do what the fuck.
Sam Allardyce. Everyone slagged off Sam Allardyce, but what he did was he went, do you know what? We're not going to be able to buy players that can do that, but I can get some big fuckers that can kick people, and that'll keep us up. And that's how it should be.
And that's what made it great. And that's what made you have to deal with all flavors.
And that's why every time everyone says about Pep, always says about going to Burnley, I hate going there because I know, like, my players know it's not going
to
be an easy game.
And you beat them by playing football against them, you know there's no surprises and you finish the winners.
But if you go to Burnley and you go, oh, fucking
hell. You get elbowed in the fucking
elbow
mouth.
In the face, I've got 400 crosses to contain and Chris Wood's going to challenge every single... That's a different challenge. And that's what used... Like, go back to when Wimbledon were in the league and even when they were getting relegated, how horrible that was to go and play against.
And now people always talk about, like, how this style of play is better than that style of play and how this style... Like, oh, this Liverpool, the way they play would have beaten any other style. Like... part of the reason why Mourinho worked the first time is because his style of play happened for a couple of years to beat all of the other style of plays that were sorted at the time. And then people come along and find a way to beat that. So that's how things evolve. Like Conte came in with five at the back. Pep came in with the passing, you know, the passing and balls in down the line.
Allegedly.
And then Klopp's come in with this high press, high intensity style. But that wouldn't necessarily have beaten every other style that came before it. It's the same with different teams come up with different styles and they don't
always
work.
People are like, oh, Bielsa. I mean, yeah. I like Bielsa. Like, I'm literally, like I said before, I'm reading a fucking book about the bastard. But his style's still in the championship.
Yeah, if he was so good, why hasn't he won, you know, hardly anything?
Ian Holloway has more promotions than Bielsa.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, tell you everything.
They could ball it again, couldn't they? Yeah. They're on a bit of a slope.
Single
aren't
styles
they?
Don't just work in isolation. You can't just pluck this out, put it anywhere, and it wins. Since like the Premier League started, the people are as fit as they can be. All this, they're not smoking, they're not drinking, because that changes things. Yeah. But since we've had sort of advanced tactics, mid-90s onwards, the style that you are trying to beat is the other teams around you. It's not like this one is the best, no matter what.
No.
Back on the Hall of Fame thing, I think I could make a convincing argument to pick 10 United players ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, you can.
Because they probably could, but they will end up.
Yeah, they're not going to do
that.
I think anyone that was at that
made that argument
in that team from like 96 to because it was, you know, Giggs, Scholes, Neville.
Giggs, Scholes, Neville, Beckham.
Those three, because Beckham left in 2003, but those three that did it through
six titles.
They did, but those three did it from 96 to pretty much in the team from 96 to 2012, 2009 at the latest. And you're like, at the earliest to me. Like, those three are the first two in the list.
Who should be the first non-Premier League winner in there?
Shearer?
He's won a Premier League.
He won a Premier League.
Probably.
It's probably going to be Gerrard.
It's going to be Gerrard.
I don't know if it should be, but it probably should.
Do you think it should be?
I would actually have to have a list of like the best players to not win the Premier League.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
But Gerrard is the most well. He's like, when everyone says best players haven't won the Premier League, Steven Gerrard's the first that comes to mind.
Yeah.
So you'd probably argue that.
Who else? Because there must have been a couple of players that were like, well, Torres won one, didn't he?
No.
Nope. Oh.
Torres won one at Chelsea.
Did Torres win one at Chelsea? Our resident Chelsea fan?
No, he didn't. He moved to Chelsea.
Did Torres win the Premier League?
Anyway, go. Right, Ryan Giggs. Oh, Paul Scholes should be number two. Or Wayne Rooney. Paul Scholes. Roy Keane, most successful captain ever.
Gary Neville.
Gary Neville. David Beckham. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo, because he's the best player that's ever played in the league. Mm-hmm. And the best individual season.
Schmeichel,
did you say?
Rio Ferdinand.
No, yeah, I'm just trying to think of where Ferdinand. The rest of go now.
It has to be.
Schmeichel.
Vidic.
Schmeichel. I'm going to go Schmeichel. Schmeichel's safe. Two more left there.
Vidic, maybe, no.
But Vidic wouldn't be in before, like.
Dennis Irwin.
Lampard. Dennis Irwin.
Dennis Irwin did it from 93 to 2000.
He's not, like, sexy enough to.
But he did it for 10 years.
I want to throw Paddy in, but I'm not sure. I think the people would be.
Dennis Irwin has to. I think Dennis Irwin's up there. Just for
Andy Cole?
Andy Cole. York's not a bad shot.
I think Cole ahead of York. Just for volume of goals.
I know he's not purely a United player either, but I think he should be in there pretty early on.
Eric?
Yeah, Cantona.
I mean, he won the league every season he finished.
Yeah. And he won.
I mean, there's a couple of reasons why he didn't finish.
Well, just one reason.
Just one good reason.
So there, Eric is 9. And John O'Shea?
Yeah, of course. Did you see 350 times he played for United. Isn't that mad to kind of think that John O'Shea played nearly 400 games and won how many Premier Leagues?
Cam, can you sort the comments, please?
About, I don't know, 5 or 6.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of players that will get in there, isn't there? And there will be people like Jamie Vardy's going to be in there, and
I do think he get that a little, like Jamie Vardy, like he probably does at one stage to deserve to be in the Premier League.
He does deserve to be in there,
like because
probably 2 or 3 from that Leicester side.
Kante probably will.
What non-league to Premier League in the space of 3 years, and he's continuous. He's nearly hit 100 Premier League goals now.
What families will have more than one player in there? Schmeichel maybe.
Neville. No, yeah, Phil Neville, maybe.
Phil Neville.
He played for Everton.
You want to see what he won? We all think he's a joke character, but fuck
he
me.
He played a little game.
And he was very good at Everton.
He was good at Everton as well. He was good at Everton.
I think the Schmeichels.
Yeah, I think Kasper should be in there.
He started in the Premier League winning. Yes, he was first choice.
It's going to be.
He was there.
It's going to be.
yeah, he's been with Leicester for years. There's definitely got to be another set.
There's got to be another family that have two
another family.
Xavi Alonso's the best player to not win the league. Someone said Xabi Alonso, best player.
Do you know what? For me, Xabi Alonso was the reason that they won that. Yeah, him and Didier Mann was the reason they won that.
He wasn't in the league long enough. That's another thing with Gerrard. He has been in the league. He was in the league for 20 years.
Who has had the shortest impact to warrant
least
going
seasons
in?
That are definitely being yeah. Cancer has got to be up there.
Eric with
yep,
like,
Stan
what,
might get in there. He was only there 3 years. He won it every time.
Yeah. It's not bad going.
I think he left and did not leave.
I thought he won 3-3, didn't he? Yapstam.
Did he win?
I think so.
When did he
leave? I think he won it 97, 98, 99.
No, that could be upset.
No, it was 99, 2000, and I don't know when we sold him in 2000.
Oh, maybe it was 98.
Owen Hargreaves doing a double in one season and then never kicking a ball again after that, maybe.
Played for City for 4 minutes, didn't he?
Played for 4 minutes.
Yeah, who's got the shortest?
What am I Googling?
Yapstam.
Yapstam, United record.
Yapstam's up there for look at his shortest impact.
I'm pretty. He definitely.
I don't know if he ends up in the Hall
of Fame, he won it every year he was here, and I think it was three.
Families in the
Premier. Was it not?
He was at Manchester United.
He
no,
did.
Yeah,
he did all three.
Yeah, we sold him after one game.
But that
in
doesn't count. 02.
Yeah, so he won all three.
Three seasons at United. Three
he played
Premier
15
Leagues.
Games that season.
Ian Wright and Sean Wright Phillips.
Yeah, he's got three Premier
Maybe.
Leagues.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's got to be Yapstam. Three seasons, and he should be a Premier League.
Mate, that's flawless.
Incredible.
He came in.
Because he was the best centre-back in the world for 3 years.
He was amazing, wasn't he? Yeah. Came, he went, have about a fucking treble, have about a fucking another one.
And then what did we do?
Three times in a row, and the treble.
Are we replacing him?
Yapstam has got to be.
Larry White?
Lauren Blanc.
Larry White.
The shortest.
We went from the most physical, insane human being to an art teacher.
Some bloke reading poetry in a pub in France.
Do you know what? Larry White, 25 was a fucking belter, you know.
Yeah, he was an incredible player. But, and again, it was
36.
Bartez and Laura.
Yeah.
Do
you know what? Fucking Jack Grealish has took his inspiration for them socks off Lauren.
Well, they used to be around the ankles.
Yeah.
Muller style.
And he was so bad physically, like.
He was 36.
He
did
score.
He was alright
though. He wasn't bad. I think he played a season up front, you know, for Inter maybe. Somewhere probably. Bananas. I'm sure Laurent Blanc played a season.
Why? Because he did look out of place.
He definitely played in midfield. Up front. He definitely played in midfield. Yeah.
He was a sweeper centre half.
Yeah. But yeah, he was think, good though.
Yeah. So Yapstam's up there.
Ish. It just wasn't Yapstam. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We signed Michael Carrick, give him the number 16, which was the worst idea ever. Because people are like, oh, there we go, new number 16.
Michael Carrick's got to be up there for a Hall of Fame. You think?
Oh, he's definitely
fucking right.
He's definitely.
I had this argument with it was my girlfriend's brother, who's a massive Liverpool fan, and we were talking about that the combined 08 or was it the treble in this year's team, and he said Henderson over Carrick for sure.
Did you smack him in the fucking mouth?
I don't know.
I've never heard such utter bollocks in my fucking life.
It's just so short.
What the argument? And the argument was, well, you can't say Hendo isn't, because they all call him Hendo. They all have their nicknames for the players.
Hendo,
you can't say he's not going to go on to win, thinking that Jordan Henderson is 21 years old, but he's what? Jordan Henderson must be at least 26 now, 27.
Yeah. Our Arsenal, people around Arsenal always used to call Jack Wilshere Jack. Like,
it's our Jack. It's our Jack.
Gross.
He was shit and all.
Jack Wilshere.
29
he's
29
years.
Fuck
years
off!
Old. He's 20, he's been around for a long
time. Jordan Henderson's 29!
He's been around for a long time. He's been around for a long time.
You can you believe that?
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought he was 25!
I remember him at Sunderland with really shit boy band
there. With like Danny Welbeck and stuff. Like
I honestly can't believe Jordan Henderson's 29.
Yeah.
But he's better than Carrick because
he's got one contract left in him.
Welbeck's about that old.
He's not good,
Danny
is he?
Welbeck. Danny Welbeck
is like
must be 30.
Three more years
of
getting better. This is his peak.
This is, probably is.
Fanny Smelchek.
29.
Danny Welbeck.
Jesus Christ.
What a
Danny Welbeck.
30 this year.
29. Same class. Same class as Jordan Henderson.
I fucking remember Danny Welbeck making his debut. Like, I watched that game on telly. That's how old I am.
I remember watching Danny Welbeck in the Youth Cup.
Oh my God.
And he was class.
15 years ago.
And he looked about 4 stone.
Oh my God.
Used to be so.
Was it Stokey came on, he scored that absolute thunder bolt against.
Oh, bloody hell, lads. And you've got to be getting off to the match, do you?
I'm supposed to be doing a video on McCullough 20 minutes ago.
Oh, they ain't arrived yet. Wait till Jay bursts through this door with that.
That's
with
what
that
he's got to do, isn't he? And he's not texted me yet. Should we just... What? Van Nistelrooy was just a poacher? Who the fuck said that?
No, someone said that.
So what, he's quoting someone else.
It's
such an annoying thing, isn't it? Like, just a poacher. Like, I know, obviously, we can all agree.
That's
but
a good
like,
question.
That isn't one of the hardest things
to be. Who retiring
to
made you feel old?
Giggs.
Did it?
Yeah, because no, I saw his debut.
What did you say?
People are like, he's on 20 years at the top. And you're like, I was there for his debut.
I haven't had any yet.
The fact that Ronaldo's 34 now makes me feel really old. Because in my head, Ronaldo was still 21 years old.
And Rooney, like, Rooney's going to do
Rooney
as well.
Rooney's well, the yeah, one. That's going to fuck me up. Like Messi as well. Like in my head, I remember Messi in the 06 Lingard World Cup being this 18-year-old, 19-year-old. And now he's 33 and he's going to be gone soon.
I was at Giggs' debut.
What, you remember Giggs' debut?
Yeah.
92. Yeah, he probably was a 91. Oh, yeah, it would have been 91. Yeah, you probably would remember that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I'd been going a year. So when Giggs retired and became manager, there were so many emotions in my head. Because like I'd never, apart from obviously that little bit of my blank, my mind's blanked out now about Moyes. Yeah. There'd been no one else in a dugout apart from Fergie.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, Fergie retiring made me feel old.
That's but I just never thought it'd happen.
That's the one.
It's just like, you just don't like...
You didn't really you didn't really think it was going to... When he went back on it, that time, was it 2003, 2001?
I think it was around that time.
Oh, two.
So, yeah, because he was then, just... He is just United, isn't he? He's like Old Trafford.
He's not
a
manager,
everything.
He's an enigma.
Yeah, he's not like even... He's just the club itself, so yeah, it didn't seem right, did it?
Living in the past is making me sad.
Anyway, yeah.
Right, before you go, can we ask you all a favour?
Get off the laptop, please. Oh, no.
I might... Oh, Kieran's left his laptop open. Would you like to go and rectify whatever tweet
you've just sent? Leave it.
But listen, thank you guys for joining us. Before we go, though, I've got a favour to ask you. If you're listening on iTunes, can you go search out Stretford Paddock on iTunes? Because all of these podcasts, the Watch Along, the Review, House and Brew, all that stuff is available on audio for download if you prefer to listen to it. And we've had some fucking cracking reviews left for us. If you make a review that makes us laugh or is potentially libelous against Kieran, then we'll read them out. I'll give you a couple.
I was going to say get the mug. Is that not a Paddock mug there?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
And also let us know, do you want one of them ones? Because we're going to be giving away some of these for the best ones. Or do you want the ones that have got the thumbnail that is on iTunes. But if you go to iTunes, please leave us a review, and the funniest comments are going to get read out, and we're giving mugs away for the...
There's only one mug in the office, he's over there.
For people to read out for us. So we are a genuine treat from Stretford Paddock, clearly developed for those who suffer from trichophobia. What's that?
A fear of trophies.
Trichophobia. Warning, however, to those of sensitive nature... spit shining celebrity slap Jay's head for intelligent contributions may cause offence, and crowdfunding appeals for a purported hair replacement therapy may upset the follicle challenged. Great content, well delivered. Best Man United content going, unless you're a total Widge, in which case make sure you go full maniac in the comments so we can all laugh at you during a Widge fest that is the comment club. It's as simple as that. Go write us some reviews, we'll read them out, and the ones that make us laugh the most we're going to send mugs to. So please go and do that
thing. What is it?
It's true as well.
A collection of small holes next to each other,
bumps. So like, you know the way, it's hard to explain, if you would see someone with a really bad rash that's all lumpy, like it's a fear of loads of holes next to each other or loads of bumps on something.
Okay, thank you guys for watching. Please make sure to go leave us a review, and also if you do fancy
one
of the shirts,
actually.
The Stretford Paddock shirts, these will be limited edition, and you can check them out. It's also available on Spotify, Castbox, and anywhere else that you can get your podcast from. Thank you guys for watching. See you in the next one.
Laters.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.